This is Twit.
Now, I just got home, so I literally just got my iPhone 8 Plus. I got white. I have to say, the new quick start thing is great. Did you do that on yours?
Yeah, you just, it's like how you would switch over your stuff from an Apple Watch. You just shoot it.
You take a picture and then it just sees it. And I didn't even have to connect it to a computer or anything. It transferred everything over. Then it does download the apps again, so it's going to take a while before they're all downloaded. But basically, my phone is instantly set up. I loved that.
You don't have to download all the apps. You can. I always start fresh.
You don't do that, but I did because I had it all. You know, I have all my folders set up every way I want.
You know me, the digital cleanse.
I know. She's the queen of cleansing. So, but basically, I got it this morning. But I haven't had it long enough to really know. Is it better than the 7? Is it worth buying? But you've had it for how long? A week now, right?
I've had it, I guess maybe 2 weeks or a week.
You got a week.
We know each other so well.
Friday.
Yeah, last Friday.
Yeah, so
yes, last
a week
Friday.
And a day.
So a week and a day. I like it a lot.
Show us which one you got.
I got the Space Gray one. Okay. So it's the Plus, and it attracts fingerprints.
It really does.
It does.
The white is not so bad with the fingerprints, no. Lexi.
Yeah. I'm kind of regretting my choice.
But you got the only one that has a black front.
Yes, and that's why I did that, though.
And I don't
blame
you.
The bezels.
And also with the black, with the white front, you see all the doohickeys.
Yeah,
on it,
you don't see any doohickeys.
No,
doohickey free.
Yeah, yeah.
I really like it. I was upgrading from the old-fashioned 7 Plus.
So old. So a year old, huh?
So, and if you hadn't told me to buy it, honestly, I probably wouldn't have.
That's key. If you were spending, that's the question to ask. If you were spending your own money, right?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm spending your money, I'll buy everything.
Right.
If I'm spending my money, no, the 7
Plus. Don't think I didn't notice.
The 7 Plus would have been just fine. The only thing that it does, are you doing the portrait mode?
I'm doing the new portrait mode, yeah.
So the portrait mode is new. 7 Plus has portrait mode, but do you want me to stop and smile?
I'm doing a panorama of you. I don't want to do a panorama.
No, please don't.
No, no, panorama is a bad idea. So this is natural light. Okay, so that's just like what it would normally be.
Mm-hmm.
And then how do I change this?
You scroll, scroll up, push
up,
and then go over, slide over, you were gonna.
That's a weird
other way.
That's
other way. So then
now this is studio lighting. That is different.
And you have to
it?
Wait till it turns yellow. See, I'm too far away. It would turn. It would go off yellow.
And
see?
This is contour light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then.
And that's stage
that's
light.
Stage light.
Now. I have to take a picture before it does it. Is that right?
You have to take a picture before it does it, but you can edit it afterwards.
Okay, now it's doing something. It's thinking. See,
it
it's
is,
going around.
Yeah.
So it takes a little while, and this is the final.
Perfect. That is the you really caught the essence of me, I think. Try the studio light. Okay, put that away. Try the studio light mono, which is black and white. And
I do
that
like
does
that.
Amazing thing.
Because I'm a fan. I'm a fan of mono.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's.
Okay.
So you put your. So for some reason, I got to get your face in the in the circle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna take that. That's good. At least you were smiling in that one. It does take a little while to. Your face is so bright, though.
It is. You could edit it a little bit. You
okay.
could. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess the point is, this is cool. It's doing this all computationally.
That's the one I took of you. It's much better. I think my camera's better. I've had a little more time to practice with it. Thank you.
I feel like it's... it's computational photography, right? Because it
right.
did what you would have to take some time to do in Photoshop or whether take the background out.
But you can edit that after.
But the results are... Okay, so you can I fix it and make
it
better?
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can change it. You can do the different lighting afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So... You just hit edit like you were going to.
Yeah.
And then you do
I can change the...
Well, you pull up the
I
same...
I can put it back in color or...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's nothing going to save this picture. I think it's just... sometimes you just, you just got to punt.
Mm-hmm. True.
All right. I think the thing that's important about this is computational photography,
mm-hmm.
right? These are essentially similar cameras to the cameras in the iPhone 7. And by the way, the iPhone 7 can do this too, right? Should I try it with the iPhone 7?
Well, the iPhone 7 has portrait mode, but it doesn't have studio
it doesn't have
contour light.
Okay.
It doesn't have... And you can't edit the portraits after.
So you need the horsepower in the iPhone 8?
Yes.
Okay.
And the other thing the iPhone 8 has is wireless charging. So instead of having to mess with it, you just...
And Apple sells a great variety of Apple wireless chargers, mm-hmm. right?
They do.
No, they don't. They don't make one.
They do sell them on their website.
They don't make one, but they sell other people's.
They sell the Mophie and the Belkin.
They announced that they're going to do one.
Right, next year. So this they give you the choice of the Mophie and the Belkin.
$60 for the Mophie.
And since I was spending your money, I thought, okay, well, I'm going to pay $60 for the Mophie.
How much is the Belkin?
This one, when I was spending my money, is $12.
See, and I like this because I like the easel thing. See, that's a good price, and it charges it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to point out, this is not an Apple innovation. In fact, they're pretty much the last manufacturer to put wireless charging in. However, it's nice. They couldn't do it with last year's iPhone because it had a metal back in that.
Yeah.
That's why they have a glass back.
Right, that's it. Can I tell you a don't do what I did
What'd
story?
You do?
Okay, so I have a wonderful Sinu car mount that's magnetic.
Yeah.
And so you put the magnet inside the, you know, you put it should be right there where that magnet stain is.
Yeah.
I had it there.
Yeah.
And then the first time I tried to charge with the magnet for my car mount.
It blocks it.
It blocked it. Yeah, it won't work when it's on their side.
Well, that is something to be aware of. In general, with wireless charging, some cases will inhibit it or slow it down or maybe keep it from working entirely.
But this case was fine without it, so I had to rip that off, this beautiful
case.
Suede, and move it down. And
Nobody's
now it's just...
See that. Right.
Yeah, well, like Steve Jobs, no one sees the inside of a computer, but you know what it looks like inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can feel that you made a big. So don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't put a magnet inside your case if you want to wireless.
Just remember that the wireless part is what, in the middle here?
Yeah, the coil. Yeah.
The coil. Mm-hmm. So the inductance coil is here, so don't block that with metal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good to know. And you know, most thin cases will not be a problem. I presume an OtterBox will work okay.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard anybody having any problems with that.
I like wireless charging. It's slower, although Apple does support fast charging. Is it pretty fast?
It's very fast.
Okay.
And we didn't talk about the video. It takes 4K in 60 frames per second.
Frames per second.
That's
4K.
New.
That's good.
You can, what else? The Retina HD, the True Tone. Do you like the True Tone?
True Tone.
True Tone is new.
When you first set it up, it says, do you want True Tone or not?
Yeah. You
and
say,
then, okay.
Why not? I want everything true.
Why wouldn't you want it?
Right. So True Tone adjusts with the light that you're around you.
Yeah,
to.
We've had this on the one of the iPad Pros. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Had it now. The new iPad Pro has.
So it's just good for your eyes, which is good once you get to a certain age.
Yeah, it doesn't blow me away, but okay. Yeah.
The graphics is really pretty good. I really like it. I downloaded this game called Flower. Where's the best place to put this?
That's this new A11 processor is really fast. In fact, in some benchmarks, it's going to be as fast as your MacBook Pro. It's that fast.
Mm-hmm.
I have to point out that most of the things you do on an iPhone aren't going to seem slow, even on a 5S. But on the other hand, if you're playing games, especially games with a lot of elements going on, you might want a faster iPhone.
I should have set this up already.
What are you doing?
It's a game that is
You're
very
grow
graphics
a little flower?
Intense. You are a flower and you fly through the air.
Did you feel like your old iPhone was slow? Your 7?
No, I did not feel that way.
Yeah. See, I mean Apple, it's amazing what Apple's doing with custom silicon. This has a custom GPU, a custom ARM chip, the A11. What do they call it? A11 Fusion?
Mm-hmm, the Fusion chip.
Fusion. There is not it's not actually Fusion going on in there, but it's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's amazing. And they're designing these chips. You can't think of any other manufacturer that's putting that much effort into a phone. But on the other hand, I don't know if people really feel like the phone's slow. The biggest thing, I guess, is without the A11, you can't do those port. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, that's
looks,
pretty good for a
that's
phone to
amazing.
Carry around in your pocket.
Yeah, I guess.
I think.
So the real question we have to answer is, who should buy an iPhone 8 Plus or an 8? You're using an 8
I
Plus.
Think if you are upgrading from the 6...
Six or older.
Six or, well, I mean, or yeah, or older.
Six
yes.
or older.
Six or like.
But if you had a 6S?
I don't think you need to. And then if you.
Seven?
And if you want the cutting edge, fastest phone, you're going to wait for the 10.
Which I think also is not going to be. Okay, so we don't have it yet. And we won't have it probably till next year at this rate. But I think there's going to be the same question. Well, which should I get, the 8 or the 10? And I think a lot of people, judging from what I've seen, are waiting. They're not going to get the 8, and they want to get the 10. But that the 10 is basically this, with an OLED screen with a weird-looking notch, and no fingerprint reader, face recognition instead. I like the fingerprint reader. It works really well. I guess if you really want a giant screen, I frankly think if you have a 7 or a 7 Plus, you don't really need the 8, and you really don't need the iPhone 10 unless you want these, frankly, little additional features, the face recognition, the photo capabilities, the bigger screen, the OLED screen. And none of those add up to spending $1,000 for a brand new phone.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
I don't think there's anything wrong with this. If you have an older iPhone, you're right, a 6 or earlier, this would probably be a worthwhile upgrade. But, and we said this last year, it's probably not worth the upgrade unless you have an older phone.
Right.
Last year's phone to this, I don't know. Now, Josh, who has the, and a lot of people do this, Josh and our, who's an Apple fanatic, has that automatic upgrade thing, right? He's waiting for a 10 because he says, well, the 8's not enough of an upgrade, so I want to wait for the 10. We'll see when the 10 comes out whether that's going to be a worthwhile upgrade.
It is an interesting moment that we have here because they've never done this before. They've never released two high-end phones at the same time.
Stock market's acting as if it was a bad idea.
Yeah.
I was concerned. Remember, during the event, boy, they can now have a lot of phones. Mm-hmm. They have the SE, the 5S, the SE, the 6, the 6S, the 7, the 7, and the 8, and now they're going to have the 10. That's a lot of SKUs. That's a very interesting way of playing it. It's kind of like Apple did the iPods, where it had once the iPod got mature, it had a whole bunch of form factors. Not sure. I think this is going to confuse people. I really do.
And that every year upgrade thing, that's kind of a trick for many people. My dad did that, and he had the 64 gigabyte model, and they didn't have that in the 7.
So he had to get that.
He had to pay more. And so, always going to be. And
there's,
I'm assuming you're going to have to pay more for the iPhone 10 as well.
So that's one other choice you're going to have to make, 64 or 256 gigs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big difference between the two.
Yeah.
What did you get? With my money.
I got the 256 gig.
Of course you did.
Why else?
If it's your money, that's a tough one.
It's very nice to not have to think about storage at all.
Yeah.
It really is. So thank you.
So wireless charging, improved camera, faster processor. What do you think?
I think anyone who has a 5...
six. A11 Bionic. Fusion's last year. A10
Fusion.
Fusion's
in the iPad.
It's Bionic.
Oh, yeah. Bionic. No. Bionic, yes.
Bionic.
How did that sound like the Bionic Man?
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.